Good morning, this is John Baker with your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather for Monday the 22nd of September. A fatal accident was reported on Saturday evening on the CR320 in northern Luxembourg, resulting in the death of a 24-year-old motorcyclist of Belgian-Luxembourgish origin. According to initial findings, the motorcycle slid off the road in a long left-hand curve, fell into a ditch and collided with a tree. Yesterday afternoon, RTL was alerted to a technical malfunction at the panoramic lift in Pfaffenthal. According to the Grand Ducal Fire and Rescue Corps, the issue left two people trapped inside the lift, although firefighters were able to free both individuals safely and no injuries were reported. And a police patrol discovered a bus shelter in flames on Saturday evening at the top of Route de Luxembourg near a retirement home. The shelter, built of concrete, contained the blaze, preventing it from spreading further. Officers attending soon encountered a man wandering nearby who appeared intoxicated and immediately confessed to starting the fire, saying he felt cold and had intended to spend the night inside the shelter. In world news, Brazilians took to the streets yesterday to denounce a proposed amnesty that could pardon ex-president Jair Bolsonaro just days after his 27-year prison sentence. Bolsonaro was sentenced last week for 27 years in jail for plotting a coup, and within days the conservative majority Congress had fast-tracked an amnesty bill that could include the far-right leader. And finally, police in the Philippine capital arrested more than 200 people during clashes with mass protesters that erupted on a day of anti-corruption demonstrations, a spokeswoman has stated. Thousands of Filipinos rallied in Manila on Sunday to vent their anger over a ballooning scandal involving bogus flood control projects believed to have cost taxpayers billions of dollars. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In sports, and we start with tennis, Taylor Fritz held off Alexander Zverev 6-3, 7-6 to seal Team World's triumph 15-9 in the Laver Cup on Sunday at Chase Center, home of the NBA's Golden State Warriors. Europe have won 5 of 8 editions of the event co-created by Swiss great Roger Federer, which will be held in London next year. Football, and Dennis Bouanga made Major League Soccer history yesterday as he scored 3 goals in Los Angeles FC's 4-1 victory over Real Salt Lake. The Gabon international's second hat-trick in 3 matches took him to 22 goals this campaign, the first MLS player to score at least 20 goals in 3 consecutive seasons. And finally, baseball. The Toronto Blue Jays are headed back to the Major League Baseball playoffs, becoming the first American League team to punch their ticket with an 8-5 victory over Kansas City on Sunday. After a woeful 74-88 campaign in 2024, the Blue Jays currently own the best record in the American League at 90-66 and are 2 games ahead of the New York Yankees in the race for the AL East Division title.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Well, there's certainly been a significant shift in the weather, and it will last for some time. This morning should stay dry, but as the day progresses, so does the risk of rain. There is a slight wind and early temperatures of 9 degrees, rising to a maximum of 13 to 15 degrees this afternoon.